Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by our friends over at Cog Hill Golf and Country Club. You've heard me talk about Cog Hill every single episode this season, and we will continue to do so because they are one of the premier golf destinations in the Chicagoland area. Featuring 72 holes of championship golf, including the world-famous Stubbs Dread, Cog Hill has just upgraded their entire practice academy to include top tracer, two bars, a food truck, and a full family experience that anyone will enjoy. Go out to coghillgolf.com to learn more. We are also brought to you by our friends over at WorldwideGolfShops.com. If you're looking to upgrade your game this year, or if you're just trying to pick up some new pieces of golf apparel, or even some training aids to help you score better, WorldwideGolfShops.com has you covered. The best part about this website is they always offer incredible deals on some of the newest equipment, even just days after its release. Once again, it's WorldwideGolfShops.com. Welcome to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, your source for all things golf, including in-depth interviews, new equipment highlights, and answers to golf questions you might be too afraid to ask. My goal? To help you learn more about the game so you can enjoy it even more. Let's dive in. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam from golfunfiltered.com. You know where to find me on social media, at golfunfiltered. And you can send me an email, adam at golfunfiltered.com. This week on the show, folks, I've got something special for you as I will offer an audio review, so to speak, of the outstanding Mizuno T22 wedges that I've been playing this year. You guys know that I've got them in my bag, and I wanted to give you an honest, in-depth review from my perspective of playing these wedges for an entire golf season. Now, my golf season's not entirely over yet. I've still got a couple months. There is a chill in the air, though, here in Chicagoland, and I'm hoping me and my buddies are going to get out one more time to a trip. We might go up to Michigan and play a couple courses. And I got to tell you, it's been a lot of golf this year for me. It's probably been the most golf for me these last 2 years, of course, during the pandemic, compared to any other years I've played since high school, when I would play pretty much every single day. So it's been great to get the game in shape. It's been great to try a lot of new things, as well as play many rounds with the Mizuno T22 wedges. And you're going to want to stick around for the entirety of this episode, folks, because we are going to offer a contest. That's right, for you to win two custom Mizuno T22 wedges. Stay tuned for more details on that. All right, first things first, we got to talk a little bit about the background of the Mizuno T22 wedges. Back in May, when I first had these in my bag, wrote a review on golfunfiltered.com. You can go out there right now and read it. And I go into some detail about all the finer points of the T22 wedges. How did I even get these in my bag in the first place? Well, I partnered with Mizuno this year, playing their equipment. My buddy Chris Campbell, he's a rep for Mizuno. He and I have played golf many times over the years. We've gotten to know each other pretty well. And he had reached out to me and he's like, hey, why don't you try these out? I said, of course, why not? I like Mizuno. Mizuno was one of the first brands. I believe it was the second brand of golf clubs I ever played. The first were the Spalding Elites. You've heard me talk about that on the show before. So it was almost a little bit of a homecoming for me to go back to the brand that I really grew into the game using. So of course, yes, let's try the new Mizuno line out. And the T22 wedges were included in that. Now these wedges, the main highlights here, there are four different finishes that you can get, as well as four different grinds. I go into much more detail in the review on golfunfiltered.com. The finishes are things that you're going to see pretty much from most brands, with a couple special things thrown in there. So they've got, of course, the satin chrome. You're going to see that pretty much in any brand. They've got the raw finish, which is growing in popularity. I love the raw idea. I've played irons. I've played wedges that are raw. I love how they kind of age over time and rust with the patina. It's great. They also have this outstanding like Mizuno blue color. It's called the Blue IP Edition, which is really, really just an interesting looking wedge. And then they have the finish that I went with, which is the denim copper. This is a really interesting looking wedge. The copper almost is the same finish as a penny. It's really cool. It almost glows when you look down at it. It's not quite the raw look, but it's right in that same wheelhouse, I would say. And I absolutely fell in love with them the second that I saw them. But even more so the second that I hit them. These are very soft feeling wedges. I'll get into more of that here in a little bit, but right off the bat, I went with the denim copper, happy that I did so as well. Now, Mizuno also offers four different grinds for their wedges. I went with a mixture. Chris Gamble, he fit me into the wedges. He kind of gave me some recommendations on how I was going to use each of them. I went with three wedges in the set. Mizuno offers the S grind, a D grind, a C grind, and then an X grind. Now, depending on your shot preferences, where you play, the type of bounce that you want on your wedge, all these things that a master fitter should tell you and they will help you out with, these are all the things that Mizuno offers. You would expect nothing less from a company like Mizuno. The S grind, of course, it's got a little bit of a minimal grind to it, and it's best for fuller shots in lower lofts, and that's something that I actually went with for my bag. The D and C grind, I kind of lump them together a little bit because there's the moderate heel and toe relief in the D, there's more heel and toe relief in the C, and this really, both of them allows you to manipulate the club a little bit, whether you want to, you know, lay it open for a flop shot or if you want to kind of close it down a little bit more for a chip or something like that. But it really just boils down to feel and preference for you. And then finally, the X grind. This is where you get the extreme relief. That's what the X stands for in the heel, toe, and trailing edge. So this is the type of grind that you want for those finesse shots around the green, for example. Really versatile grinds across the board. And again, a fitter is really going to put you in the best situation for each of the wedges to benefit your game. Now, what's the benefit of playing these wedges compared to anything else that's on the market? And why did I go ahead and make the switch? Now, truth be told, of course, I was asked, do you want to play these wedges? And of course, I want to go and try them. But one of the things that I promised myself was, if I'm going to try anything, and if I'm going to write about it, and if I'm going to partner specifically with a brand, I want to make sure that I like the things that I'm trying, right? I've kind of got that flexibility with what I do here at GU. And hitting the first few shots with the wedges right off the bat, as I mentioned before, I noticed how soft they felt. Now, if you're a fan of Mizuno or if you've played those clubs at any point in your playing career, you know that there's that tagline, nothing feels like a Mizuno. And that's for good reason. Mizuno has probably the best feeling irons and wedges in this case. And you're going to hear that from pretty much anyone that has hit those clubs. Now, while that is typically reserved primarily for their irons, I also mentioned that it's seen more often in their wedges. And in years past, I'm sure that even a few reps from Mizuno would probably, in retrospect, agree that the wedges were always kind of an afterthought. In recent years, however, they've expanded into the entirety of your bag. So, I mean, they've got putters now, of course, with the M-Craft putters, which are outstanding. They've always kind of been in the putter space, though, too, and that might be a good topic for a future podcast. They've got a deep history with putters. And they've also expanded, of course, into woods, hybrids, and utility irons, which I've also had the opportunity to play each of those. Now, the wedges themselves, they're a really touchy golf club, so to speak. You know, much like your putter, wedges are very personal to the golfer. And in my instance, you know, I've played all sorts of different types of wedges. I've played more forgiving wedges. I've played what I would consider these to be as a blade wedge, and everything in between. And so it's always this battle to find, okay, well, what's the best feel versus the performance that you're going to get for your game at that point. To say that more plainly, are you good enough to play the wedges that you're playing? That is something that golfers everywhere continue to battle with. We'll do another podcast episode on that topic as well, because believe me, that deserves its own podcast episode. So back to the T22 wedges. A couple other quick things, features regarding the wedges before we get into my experience playing them. They've got this soft copper underlay. It's a micro layer of copper beneath a nickel chrome. So this is going to give you a little bit more of a softer feel, in my opinion. There's the modified teardrop design. It's something that's a little bit smaller. If you look down at the golf ball, the club head is going to be a little bit more compact compared to perhaps some of the wider wedges that you see out there. And they've done a lot of work to, you know, balance the blade design so that the spin that you get off of a well-struck shot, it's going to be predictable. And that's something that's very important, especially if you're a better player playing wedges. You want to know how much spin you're going to get out of the golf ball as soon as it hits the green, but even more importantly, after that first or second bounce. And that's very important on pitch shots, for example. They've also done a lot of testing to make sure that these wedges maintain all of that consistency, even in wet weather. Here in the Midwest, you know, it's pretty unpredictable as far as what type of weather we're going to get. It changes multiple times throughout the day. And I've played in wet conditions with these wedges, and I will say that they have held up to all the marketing, to everything that Chris told me about the wedges. Really superb control and consistency in terms of spin, trajectory, all those things. And then last but not least, and there are other items here, I don't want to short sell here, but the precise grooves that are going to last longer in the milling on the faces of these wedges. That's one of the things that we hear about a lot of times with players that play a lot of rounds of golf where they practice a lot throughout the season. They might replace their wedges once or maybe even twice on the extreme side a year. You're not going to need to do that, at least in my experience, with the T22 wedges. They were built to last. They're built to last you multiple seasons if you, you know, play 20 or fewer rounds a season, I would say. And that's really great, especially from an investment standpoint. So let's talk more about what it's like to play with these wedges. So the fitting process was pretty straightforward. If you've ever been fit for clubs, you know pretty much what to expect. The differentiator, of course, with Mizuno is they've got their digital shaft optimizer. So it's a system where it's equipped to a golf club, specially designed for that purpose. You hit a few shots with it, and then Chris Campbell, my fitter, he was able to give me a complete profile of the different types of shafts that I could use, not only in the irons that I was trying, but also throughout the rest of my bag, minus a putter. So it's a really cool piece of technology. You've heard me talk about it before in a past episode. And I would highly recommend that you go and do a fitting with Mizuno. I mean, you're just going to learn more from them than what I have seen in other fitting locations. Now, the wedges themselves, I was a little bit hesitant at first because I will say this. The head is a little bit compact, as I mentioned before, that you know, that design that goes into each of the wedges here through Mizuno. But the face itself is pretty thin. I would say that these are more on the better player side of the spectrum compared to, you know, cavity back wedges that I know are growing in popularity, which I actually enjoy as well. But these are definitely thinner. And you need to understand that going in and looking down at the ball. I wouldn't say that it's intimidating, but if you were playing a wedge that was thicker or the face was a little bit wider, there's going to be a period where you have to adapt to this new look. I'm just calling it like it is. Now, what I really appreciate about these wedges and what Mizuno did with the design is the weighting of the wedges. I wouldn't say that they're heavy, but they have a little bit of little heft to them in terms of the weight, and that's helpful for me to understand where the club head is throughout my golf swing. You've heard me talk about that before when trying irons or pretty much any club in my bag, and that helped me get used to not only the timing swinging these new wedges, but also to dial in, all right, these are the types of grinds that I need to help me with my game. And of course, my viewpoint and what I'm feeling in my hands when I'm hitting these wedges is one thing. Seeing the numbers and then also getting the opinion from my fitter, Chris, that was just validating or at least giving me other things to consider before putting these in my bag. And that's something that every golfer should experience at least at some point especially with clubs that are considered your scoring clubs. You're going to hit your wedges much more than pretty much any other club in your bag, with the exception, of course, of your putter. And so you want to make sure that those things are dialed in. So during the fitting, you know, I was hitting full shots. I was able to hit a few chips. I was able to hit a few pitches, you know, and I got a good feel for the lofts that I needed. And of course, Chris gave me additional information on the shaft, brand and type and grip size, all that good stuff. And so I felt confident going into the golf season this year that I had the tools perfect for me, custom fit to me. And I was excited. I was definitely excited. So I remember the first round that I played over at Cog Hill. You guys know I live there, basically. And I was, you know, really looking forward to that first wedge shot, you know, the first full wedge shot. Now, my preferred wedge from like 100 yards and in to a certain point is my 54 degree wedge. So that was one of the lofts that I got fit into. And I always like to know how the golf ball is not only going to behave when it once it hits the ground, once it hits the green, hopefully, but I also want to know how high it's going to go. You know, that really takes into account, of course, the loft, but also the weighting and then how well I strike the golf ball. I was also really excited and just waiting for the opportunity to kind of chip just off the green. You know, I don't hit a ton of greens. I don't think most amateur golfers do. But one of the things that I really pride myself on, at least with my golf game, is my short game. I try to get that as good as possible because I'm not going to hit it as far as some of the guys I play with. And I don't really hit many greens from, you know, over 160 yards. And so I need to have a good short game. And that means the wedges are extremely important. Now, I actually remember documenting my first round playing these wedges on video. I actually had just gone out. I think it was after work one day. I believe it was still pretty cold out around that time. And I just brought a camera with me, and I was just playing a quick, I think I finished 18 holes after work that day. And the first full wedge that I hit was on hole number one on Cog Hill number three. And so if you're familiar with that course, you know that it's a pretty short par four. You can hit driver or whatever you want, but you're more than likely going to have a wedge into that green. And I hit it really well, actually. You always kind of, as golfers, we're kind of crazy in that we always want that first shot with the new clubs to just blow you away, right? And I hit it pretty good. It felt great. The spin was there. The greens were still soft because we were just coming out of, you know, a pretty cold winter. And everything went according to plan on that first shot. So that was a check mark for me. On the second hole, which is another par four, I had another opportunity to hit a full wedge. Unfortunately, I missed the green, just a bad swing by me. But then I had the first opportunity to chip with the new wedges. And now you're probably listening to this and be like, oh God, is he going to go through every shot during the round? Of course not. But you know how it feels when you've got that new, you know, wedge or iron or whatever in your hands during your first round. You want to see how these things perform. I was very pleased with everything that the wedges offered to me. But what I was really surprised about was how they performed around the greens. Now, I shouldn't be surprised about that because Chris told me, yeah, these T22s, they're going to be great. They're like your Swiss Army knife around the green. And that was 100% true. I got everything that I needed, you know, from those short greenside chips to even like, you know, little pitches 20 yards off the green. The ball behaved exactly how I needed it to. The wedges just, they cut into the turf exactly how you would expect it. And you can lay it, the wedge open, you could shut it down. Everything was just perfect for these wedges. And I was most impressed by the greenside control. The full shots, fine. You know, yet admittedly, they didn't feel a ton different than the wedges I had been playing previously on full shots. Around the green, though, I mean, that was what really sold me on these wedges. That was, okay, these things are going to be in my bag for a while, and absolutely love these. And really, the rest of the season went very similarly. Admittedly, I had some struggles with my golf swing about midway through the season, and so I wasn't really hitting anything good. But it's really helpful to know that if you're off the green or if you, you know, need to save par or, you know, even out of a bunker, you need to make sure that you've got the tools that you can trust, that you're confident with. And the T22 wedges were just checking all the boxes for me. So it's really easy for me to come on my own podcast and talk about a product from a brand that I partner with. But I also want to offer the other side of the coin on these wedges. I will say that the T22 wedges are not for everybody. Okay, there are certain golfers that probably won't benefit as much from these wedges as other golfers. For the most part, I would classify, as I did earlier, the T22 wedges from Mizuno are probably more for the better player or lower handicap. I would even say as high as maybe a 10 handicap would get the most benefit from these wedges. I'm not so sure of anyone with a higher handicap than that. And the reason I say that is because of a couple factors, and I've already mentioned them. The head shape, it's a little bit of a smaller head, and these are basically blade wedges. So they're not very forgiving. And I know that we don't talk and think a lot about forgiveness in wedges, but that is a thing. If you hit these off the toe, if you hit them off the heel, oh God, that's what I tend to do. you're going to feel it and you're going to experience a loss in distance. That is to be expected. You're typically not swinging the club very hard if you're hitting a wedge, of course, but I'll just say it. There are other wedges out there that offer more forgiveness than the T22. That's just a fact. I've seen it myself. But that's not to say that you can't trust these wedges. So I don't want to give mixed messages here. I want to give an honest opinion as to these particular products that are available to you among many on the market. Now, that being said, and you've heard me say this before, you could probably already guess what I'm going to say. If you go and get fit to your wedges, chances are you're going to get a set of wedges that are really going to benefit your game, no matter what the head shape is, no matter what the thinness is, or anything like that. The feeling of the T22 wedges very closely mirrors the feeling of the Mizuno irons. I would even say the same regarding Mizuno's driver line these days and their fairway woods. Everything feels like that forged softness, that muted feel that you guys know I prefer, and I know many of you do as well. I'm a firm believer that golf is one of those games where, perhaps the only game, where feel and sound and just that once in a round miraculous shot is enough to really help you enjoy the hell out of this game. And we make the joke. We've all said the joke. We've all heard the joke. You know, that's the shot that keeps bringing them back. You know, you can have a crap round for 17 holes, but then on the 18th hole, you hit a perfect drive. And you know what? Yep, I'm going to come back tomorrow and try to do the same thing. You know, you're going to have those experiences. Every golfer has those experiences, hopefully multiple times during a round of golf, certainly during a golf season. In my opinion, play what you enjoy. And if you enjoy wedges that not only look fantastic, but perform as advertised, and perhaps even better than you would have expected, the Mizuno T22s gave me that exact experience. I was blown away. Again, it's hard to convey over an audio podcast, but I can't say enough about how much I love these wedges around the green. Go out, give them a try, and if you want a chance to win two custom wedges of your own, you've heard me talk about all the details. They've got the grinds, they've got the different finishes, the different lofts, everything. Here's what you need to do. When this podcast airs, as I typically do, I'll send a tweet out on Twitter. What I'm going to ask is that you pay attention to that tweet. I'll send it twice on the Monday that this episode drops. And there is further instructions in that tweet. Please remember to do all the things that are listed in that tweet, because I've run contests in the past, and unfortunately some folks miss a step or two. And I don't believe it's too difficult. So Pay attention to what I'm asking you in the tweet, and then you will win. One random winner will be chosen, and you will receive two custom Mizuno T22 wedges direct from Mizuno. Anything that you wanted. All you got to do is just pay attention, and all you got to do is tune in. And once again, thank you as always for tuning into this episode and listening to my thoughts on the Mizuno T22 wedges. Go out to golfunfiltered.com. You could read the review there on the same wedges. I go into a little bit more detail. Huge, huge, huge shout out to my friend Chris Campbell over at Mizuno for helping me out this season. Played some of my best golf in many years thanks to the Mizuno clubs that I have in my bag. And I hope that you have a similar experience, folks, if you're listening to this. Go out and try to win those wedges. This is outstanding. These are great, great wedges. You're going to love them. Thanks as always. Hit me up on social at Golf Unfiltered. You can send me an email, adam@golfunfiltered.com. Until next time, folks, take care of yourselves. Stay safe out there. Be kind to one another and hit them straight.